trust that line. I haven't trusted it since the day we put it in, and I still don't trust it.
Oh, wait.
Regardless of all the money they spent on it last week. Okay?
All right, very well. Good afternoon, folks. This is Commissioner Brian Culker, meeting 12th floor of the Capitol today. It's February 27th, 2013, approximately 2:30. We're meeting for a special meeting for one agenda item. I don't have any opening comments, but I would ask Commissioner Fedorchuk if she did, then we turn it over to Commissioner Chrisman for his motion.
No comments for me.
Okay. Commissioner Chrisman, this is your nickel.
Okay, Mr. Chairman, no outside extraneous comments. I'll get right to the motion if you're ready.
Very well.
Okay, I would move the commission issue an ex parte cease and desist order against Earth Harvest Mills Incorporated, doing business as Dakota Prairie Organic Flower Company, and a corresponding notice of opportunity for hearing in case number GE-1399, Public Service Commission, Earth Harvest Mills Incorporated, ex parte cease and desist.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion?
Yeah, just to clarify a little bit, sometimes maybe there could be confusion here. Earth Harvest Mills doing business as Dakota Prairie Organic Flower Company up at Harvey, and they operate a licensed public grain warehouse at Harvey, North Dakota since December of 2004. They have a $50,000 bond on file with the commission. And the commission entered into a memorandum of agreement effective December 21st, 2012. Earth Harvest Mills entered into the agreement and filed it with the commission on December 27th of 2012. And those things have just not been fulfilled. And our licensing person says that she believes good cause exists, require an ex parte action by the commission, basically because additional sellers of grain may suffer immediate economic loss, damage, or injury if Earth Harvest Mills continues receiving and purchasing grain as a licensed public warehouse in North Dakota. And I support that decision.
If I could add one comment to the, if I missed it, Randy, excuse me, but as of February of this year, Earth Harvest Mills continues to violate North Dakota Century Code by failing to convert outstanding grain accounts to provide proof of compliance to the commission. So that's been an ongoing challenge that we've had as a commission. So any awareness we can get to that is very important. I do have one procedural question, though, before the vote. Is that, and I should have perhaps caught this earlier, but we talk about in the motion, notice opportunity for a hearing in the case. We don't set that hearing time, date, or is that something later that we'll have to do? Looking at staff.
No,
right
now. I'm assuming you're asking.
Yes.
Yeah, sorry. The statute says they have a right to be heard on it within 15 days.
Okay, I wanted to make that clear. They have 15 days from now. Okay, we can talk about that more when we get into after.
If they ask for one, then we will have to find a mutually agreeable time when they can come. But their right is to, if they proved you didn't need a cease and desist, it wouldn't continue past 15 days.
And to clarify that, so there's no confusion, what is that date? 15, is it 15 working days, 15 days?
15 days from today, be March 14th.
Mm-hmm. And that's the commission order's second paragraph. Okay.
Oh, sorry.
I just got that, too. The very end of it talks about the commission order. Okay, that was all that I had. Thank you, Randy.
Hey, is there any further discussion?
Hold on one second. Just also... for the record, and just a question for staff. In their agreement, their memorandum of agreement that was signed in December, they agreed to provide weekly progress reports?
Correct.
And have we been receiving weekly progress reports?
Not every week. Not sufficiently.
Okay. And I do note that they have that technically the date for proof of full compliance was February 28th, which is tomorrow.
It's tomorrow, but they failed to comply with the partial compliance by the end of December.
December, okay. And we have been in contact with him and have no reason to suspect that he intended to provide full compliance by tomorrow.
Right. And the two claims that were received is part of the premise for
that's right.
The cease and desist.
That's separate from this.
Right.
outside of this agreement, we've received two official claims against them. And, okay.
Okay, is there any further discussion? Since none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed? Motion is approved.
Okay, with that, I'd like to do is close the meeting, then we could just go into some general discussion about next week. So with that, we'll close the special meeting.